martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children...
That song means it's time to play What's in the Box? 312, that would be a weird way to say it. What's in the box? 312-981-7200 to play What's in the Box. We have a gift card from Lou Malnati's and a gift card from Apt Electronics. You win either way. So give us a call, 312-981-7200. My guests will read a review from an item purchased online, and your task, should you accept the challenge, is to tell us whether or not the review is for an appliance or a toy, but by toy I mean an adult toy. Oh, look at that, the phone lines all of a sudden lit up. Wait, they're playing What's in the Box? They're playing What's in the Box. Craig, were you getting at all?
No, we're fine. We got Brian, we got Tony.
Hey, Tony, thank you so much for holding on the line. How are you doing tonight? Tony.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Sorry, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Very well. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. On the other line, we have Brian. Your challenger is Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well. Yourself?
Oh, love it. Love it. Love your game.
Oh, then that means you heard us play before. And as I just mentioned...
I look forward to it every Friday night.
Yay! Welcome to What's in the Box. For those who, again, once you've heard the game, you'll never forget it. I think that's my favorite part, Elliot, don't you think? Once we created this, once you hear about this, how can you ever forget?
I love especially explaining it to folks, mm-hmm. and then you get that moment of realization.
Ooh,
where they go, oh.
Because so many reviews online seem to sound, some of them are generic, some of them are basic. I loved it, does its job, whatever. But then there are ones that you're like, that could be a blender, or that could be a Lalo. I'm just saying, the Soraya is a good way to go. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be personal. So we have with us in the studio, we have Tim from Headquarters Beercade in River North, 213 Institute. They have an amazing kitchen and, of course, some lovely cocktails. And we also have in studio with us our chief geek officer, Elliot Serrano, who will be reading reviews. And up in the newsroom, 1 week away from his birthday, Roger Badish. How was your cupcake?
The chocolate bit was real good. I just realized I know where I can find match. I don't want to eat it until I have a chance to
light it
and blow the candle out.
All right, then.
Because that makes it official. Then.
It does make it official.
Yeah, but I know Aubrey's got light.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, he does. So I don't know why we all giggled out of that, but it seemed appropriate. All right, Tony, since you have been on hold the longest, Roger Badish will read for you first.
Okay, here we go. And again, all you have to do is say toy. Or appliance.
Yes.
It's real easy.
So easy.
All right. It broke 10 days after the warranty period, and this company won't refund me or do an exchange.
Ooh, Tony, what do you think? An exchange.
I'm going to go with appliance on that one.
You know, one would think that if you're talking warranty, it would probably be some sort of appliance, something you invest in.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But?
Normally you would think that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd be wrong in this case because it's a toy.
Oh.
Boo.
Well, especially in exchange. Take this back.
Okay.
Oops.
I don't want that repurchase. Brian, Tim is going to read for you. You ready, Tim? This is your first time from Headquarters Beercade. 213 Institute, my new favorite bar and kitchen. No, I'm sorry, Knife and Times at the top, and then Beercade. Your
right,
turn to read
fair.
For Brian.
Brian, best thing ever. I have one and bought another as a gift. Everyone loves this thing. Don't waste your time with all the fancy settings, which never work anyway.
Brian, what do you think?
I think that's going to be appliance.
I hate.
Oh, it's not on there?
No, I hate to break it to you, but it's toy.
Oh my goodness.
Right? Like, what?
don't worry about the fancy settings.
Don't worry about the fancy settings. They never work anyway.
Oh, man.
You only buy them as gifts for each
it's
other.
So disappointing. Yeah. There is nothing on the board right now, Elliot. Can you help Tony out?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, Tony. Here we go.
All right.
Nice balance. If it were too light, it would feel cheap. Plenty of power.
Plenty of power.
Oh, I want to stick with appliance on that.
You would be correct.
Hey!
Yes.
There
you
go.
Almost threw me with the plenty of power part.
You're not wrong. Roger, please read for Brian.
Okay. Brian, this will be a very quick description here.
I'm glad you finished the sentence.
I thought that was it.
Yeah, no.
No, unfortunately, that one. Here we go. Substantial and beautiful.
Wow.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I hope it's a toy.
Me too.
Patty, stop drooling. It's an appliance.
Oh, man.
I know. That's what she said.
Oh, man. All right, Tim, you are reading for Tony. He is ahead 1-0.
All right, Tone. Let's see what we got here.
Mm-hmm. Your choice. He's going through them. He's trying to make sure he has one for the challenge.
I only do radio every once in a while. I want to make sure this counts. Okay. All right. I like Roger's. I like quick. So too loud, but gets the job done.
Too loud.
I missed the first part.
Go ahead.
Too loud, but gets the job done.
What do you think?
Appliance.
Dang it. It's toy, man.
Denied. Oh, denied. I rang the bell. Go ahead. Hit that again. What is that from?
Denied. It just seems like such a...
That is a video game sound effect. It is when you get denied.
It seems so clinical. Gets the job done.
Yeah. It's
Tim,
very...
here's the thing. Sometimes it is a job.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
But too loud, though? Really?
Oh, too loud's a problem.
What guy was it?
Well, we don't want other people to hear.
Exactly. So one of the reasons I started collecting these reviews, there were women in the military who would write reviews about what helped them get it done quick and quietly, because quickly and quietly.
Oh, they need them to be quiet.
Exactly, because they're in the barracks.
All right.
Yeah, they're in their rack.
They're on the ship.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to disturb the others. And maybe you're in a college dorm. Maybe he fell asleep before you were done. I'm sorry. I may have gone too far.
Very personal.
Yeah, none of that seemed like it was any longer just like fake.
Yeah. Elliot, will you please read for Brian?
All right, Brian. I think you're going to like this one.
Works. Toy.
Toy. Correct. Nice job. Way to go.
All right. Okay, don't jump the gun now.
Okay.
Works great. I have worn out a couple of others before, but this one is showing no signs of problems.
What do you think, Brian?
Toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh.
Nope.
Sorry.
I could have written that review. Roger, well, sometimes it doesn't twirl anymore. Roger, his cupcake is lit.
I was told to hurry up and blow it out.
Happy birthday
they don't
to you.
Want the,
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Roger. Happy birthday to you. Blow it out.
Thank you.
There we go.
Okay. Oh, nice job.
Yay.
I don't know what you wished for. Hey, Nick.
I'm not telling you what I wished for.
Oh. Okay.
Even though you're all included in it.
I know you wish.
No, he wished for an appliance.
That's good. It's a big one. All right.
Now I've lost track. Who are we reading for, boys?
We're doing very badly.
You're fine. We have tons of reviews.
All right. I can't let a week go by without reading one of my favorites.
Who are we on, though? Are we on Tony or on Brian? Gentlemen?
Our contestants, you have to be honest with us.
Yes. Who was last?
Who guessed last?
Who's next?
Tony's next.
All right, Tony. This is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it like a construction guy, you know?
All right.
I drilled a hole in it from the bottom up. Then I inserted a stainless steel rod into it. And now it's perfect.
Wow. Alterations.
Well, I hope that's an appliance, because that's one disturbing toy if it is.
Yeah, it is one disturbing toy, actually.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
I mean, like, do you see that on Pinterest? Do they give suggestions on how to alter it? Like, is it because it's too wobbly? Does that help it with balance? I don't understand.
Well, at least the stainless steel doesn't rust.
This is a good point, yes.
That would be bad.
Oh, it would be so bad. Brian, let's get you on the board. Yes. Tim is going to read for you.
All right.
Oh, look at that. It was very dramatic. Mm-hmm.
It's only 10 words. I want to make sure all 10 are very clear.
Get it all done.
Purchased as a gift, there have been no complaints.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Brian?
That's toy.
Ah, it's an appliance.
Oh.
It's the best blender ever, apparently.
Opposite from now on.
Opposite.
All right, here we go, Elliot. Please read for Tony.
Do we actually have to get five or just...
You two might not have to get five. You might just have to get two.
I got a whole folder, and Roger and Roger Badish has a whole screen full of reviews. Tony, it's your turn. Elliot's reading for you.
Okay, Tony, short and sweet. This thing is terrible. It gets really hot.
Well, seeing as how we're switching to opposites, I'm going with toys.
Actually, that was an appliance.
This is terrible.
Or fantastic. All right, Roger, here we go. Brian's trying to get on the board. Put him on the board, Roger.
Brian, here we go. This is my second. The electrical cord or something got a short in it after probably 15 years of use.
Toy.
Correct.
Hey. What?
What? What? What?
Hold on. 15 years with a cord?
Hey, you make an investment.
15 years old. You know.
Must be American made.
And that was that Brian we got on the board?
I can finally go down there.
There we go. It's tied 1-1. Elliot, I've given you one in the event that we get close to five. Do not pull the trigger on that one that I gave you until it seems absolutely necessary.
Got it.
I'm just saying. Tim, please read for Tony.
All right, Tone. I'm going to go a little, well, whatever. All right. Okay. Works excellent. We damaged the paddle by accident. Our fault. And they sent us a replacement, which was greatly appreciated.
Wow. Toy.
Oh.
It's an appliance. I don't know what appliance. Some of these I wish they had what the appliance was.
I'll try to do that sometime. Here's one for a tiebreaker as well, Tim. That's not for anytime soon. Roger, please read for Brian.
All right, Brian. Let me see here. Here we go. Here we go. All right. We enjoy many different ways, and this is perfect for our needs.
Oh, my goodness. Many different ways. Let's go toy.
It's an appliance.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry.
Is it Elliot's turn? Where am I?
I think you skipped Elliot.
I did skip Elliot.
Yeah.
Elliot, please read for Brian. Is it Brian's turn?
No, it's Tim's. It's Tony.
Tony.
Tim, I'm so confused.
Elliot, you're reading for Tony.
Best of three.
All right, okay, fine. That's fair enough. They're tied 1-1.
1-1.
Elliot, you're reading for Tony.
All right, Tony. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Best money spent. I love this thing. So many settings. So many speeds. Gets the job done. Every time and in different ways if I want to.
Wow, you read it like that. I want to buy five of whatever it is. I'll go toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
I'd like to bring it up.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I
award you no point, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I'm going to let our contestants, Tony and Brian, who are tied, to take the commercial break to regroup, try to concentrate, focus. Make sure you have you're just laser sighted on listening to these reviews and continue to get them wrong. We appreciate it. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late and in a dead heat, in a tie. It's a fight to the death between Tony and Brian. They are playing What's in the Box. Tony, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm doing all right still.
All right. I've thrown in a couple of things to mix things up a little bit.
By the way, Tony and Brian are playing the best defensive game we've ever seen of What's in the Box. This is an incredible defensive battle.
It is. They are.
No one will give an inch.
They're not holding. They're holding their ground. They're staking other territory.
The game they're playing mentally against each other to continue to both get them wrong is just impressive.
The mental game against ourselves.
That's what's so fantastic about it. That's why. And that's the thing about appliances and toys, really. It's, you know, it's you and the machine taking it on one-on-one. Perhaps just you.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
I am sad that our mathematician left because I don't know what the odds are.
He ran. Okay. He was like, well, what are you doing? Okay, well, look at the time. Look at the time. So now the problem is I didn't write anything down when we went to the break. Who was up next? I need my contestants to be honest. I know. Nobody knows.
Not Tony, the other guy.
Brian. Brian, it's all right. He called you Tim. Brian. Not Tony. Not Tony is an acceptable answer. And I think I'm going to throw this to Roger first to read for Brian.
Okay, Brian. Okay. I've got an easy one. Should be easy. Here we go.
Look at this.
Again, we're dealing with old stuff, so don't get confused by the beginning of this.
Don't talk about yourself that way.
The electric cord can get in the way, but it is so worth it. And that's exactly how it was written.
How many O's?
I may have thrown a couple of extra in, but there are at least three.
At least three O's.
At least three O's.
At least three O's. Yeah. Okay.
The cord gets in the way, but it's so worth it.
Yeah. Boy, you said it better than I did.
let's go with toy.
Bing!
Correct.
Yay! Brian.
Oh,
Brian pulls ahead, and I don't mean that in a dirty way. So here, Brian's got two. Tim, you will read for Tony. First to three. We're going first to three correct answers.
All right.
Tony's behind. It's 2-1.
Low speed is a little fast. In general, it serves its purpose. Would recommend.
What do you think, Tony?
Toy.
It's an appliance.
Of course it is.
All right. Elliot, not for nothing, but someone can win on this. Brian can win on this review.
All right, Brian.
Pins and needles, pins and needles.
Oh, this is a good one. The device will remember the last setting you selected. So if you turn it off in a panic, pull it out, change the setting, then put it back in.
I hope it's not a toy, but I think it's a toy.
And you would be correct. Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
It remembers what you like. It dims the lights for you and plays your favorite song. Remove and reinsert. I'm sorry, I got carried away. That's
Boy, you remember that very well. Congratulations.
Brian, Tony, thank you so much for playing this week's What's in the Box. Brian has won, and it's your choice of an Apt Electronics gift card. Go to aptelectronics.com or a Lou Malnati's gift card. Go to loumalnati's.com, everybody, for the best pizza in the world. Locations all over the Chicagoland area, and you can order one online. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
It was a blast.
Thank you. Do we have a break before the news? Oh, let's do that then. Let's all just smoke a cigarette. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And it is time for our weekend wind-up. Every Friday night, Rob Martier and I sit down over some cocktails.
Man, and these are good cocktails, too.
Oh, the Beercade. Our headquarters Beercade friends have joined us. Tim, whipped up some delicious cocktails. You were worried about shaking up the ice there. Hold on. Let me find your mic. Where's this one? Go ahead.
I didn't want it to be too loud. I've never done radio before.
It's fine. I have ways of controlling the sounds. And it was absolutely fine. Well, because we had a guest on the phone. So since you were in studio, I was able to shut down all the mics in the studio. And she was heard very clearly.
I heard her.
It worked very well. And I want to thank Senator Dan Biss for joining us in the studio and hanging out a little bit for some food and just, you know, conversation.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Literally anytime.
I am curious to see if Senator Biss stays for the game we play at 1 o'clock.
I already told him about that, and that's entirely up to him. He has been warned he would be the first legislator to stay for that. I believe Senator Katowski never stays for that.
Senator Katowski has now played since he has left.
Did he ever play?
I think he has not played. Did a special Thursday one, didn't you, recently?
We did When Harry Met Sally.
Right.
More so.
Well, I know that. There was one just this past Thursday. You guys did a special What's in the Box?
Did we?
I think so.
That's possibly true.
I just remembered I actually have an appointment.
No. Don't do this to us now. Figured it out.
So our friend Tim, who has brought some wonderful cocktails and treats from Beercade, from Headquarters Beercade.
Yep.
And you are in the River North area, is the correct?
So these all came directly from River North. It's the one location where we have a kitchen. The cocktail menu is mirrored at both locations, both in Lakeview and River North. So the cocktails you can get at either place.
Can I ask Tim a very serious question before we get into it too much? The Beercade, how do you work there? How do you not just play games the whole time? How do you actually do work?
Get it out of your system before your shift?
You're kind of blowing my cover right now. But
because there are video games that you can just play.
Yeah, and then at the end of the night, I have to lock the doors. I think that's the job description. That's all that I ever do is I just lock the door at the end of the night and hope that nothing gets stolen. So, you know, if that's not what I'm expected to do, we'll all know after tomorrow. But as of right now,
you have the best job ever, is what you're saying.
That's pretty much what we do, yeah.
And with the kitchen at River North, I was there the week that they introduced their new menu. There was a buffalo cauliflower was my favorite thing I've
Yeah, heard that's something that we are super proud of because it's really, it's fun and it's shareable and it's not a big headache. There's not a big to do. There's no plating. It's
so good.
It's awesome. And people go, wait, that's cauliflower?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's cauliflower. It's awesome.
One of the best appetizers I've ever had.
Yeah.
I brought people back 2 days later for a wedding celebration. I mean, that's how much I love being
here. Which we appreciate.
Oh, man. At Headquarters Beercade. This is in River North is where the kitchen is, but the wonderful cocktails that you brought in studio are available at both locations.
They're available at both locations. We have a mirrored menu, yep.
And what is this wonderful
concoction? So we've got two cocktails tonight. So the theme, the idea of the menu that we did for this summer was basically bad cocktails. I don't really know how else to say that.
Badass?
No.
Just bad,
no.
Bad cocktails. What does that mean, bad cocktails?
Cocktails that were sort of conceived in, you know, in the 80s and
ill-advised
the 70s. Ill-advised. That's a perfect
Can you put that
in
the menu?
Like you accidentally dropped a tab into a bourbon and then with a lemon wedge. So tab, bourbon, and lemon.
And
lemon.
Done.
Things like apple martinis, tequila sunrises, things that never had really any sort of basis or foundation in classics, right? Like everybody's doing the whole classics thing where they're reinventing or reinterpreting classics. The cocktails that we're working with now, they had no basis in they had no basis in any sort of integrity. They were just like bad drinks that people came up with to sell product. And the best thing about this menu is it's just fun. Like we took all these cocktails and we were like, how can we make these cocktails synonymous with being overserved, having bad headaches, being, you know, just generally speaking, like not awesome drinks, like how can we make them really good? So what you guys have here are, first is a tequila sunrise. And tequila sunrise generally is going to be orange juice, grenadine, tequila, maybe roses, lime. It's not really particularly...
And when you say the things that give you hangovers, when you say roses, lime, that is sort
Sort of, exactly. So what we did was we replaced all that sort of artificial stuff with really awesome fresh ingredients. So this tequila sunrise, in quotations, has mezcal, which is going to be a little bit heartier, smokier. It's got some reposado tequila, so that's been aged. And then it's got passion fruit, orange guava syrup, and then lime and raspberry. So it's, again, it's, you guys look at it, it looks like a tequila sunrise.
It does.
Sort of.
Yeah, so something is a little bit heavier.
Something's a little bit heavier. It's sunk to the bottom. It has a sort of the gradation from the top to the bottom. And it's familiar and it's approachable, but it's not that sort of syrupy, sweet, kind of gross mistake cocktail that you maybe had.
I'm understanding. What are you saying? More fresh ingredients? Yes.
It's funny because he's describing these ill-advised cocktails to start, and then what we're drinking is wonderful. So it does make sense that he's getting to the point.
The original The original concepts were ill-devised. Ill-advised?
Ill-advised.
Or devised.
Honestly,
yeah,
ill-devised.
You can devise it.
Oh, I like ill-devised.
Yeah.
You're just going to keep changing this from bad. You started it bad. We've sort of mutated it into something
else. The cocktails made you ill, and now they're delicious.
And now they're delicious.
Yeah, it's going to be a way to get away from your description of where these ideas came from into the wonderfulness that they actually are.
And that's fair. I'm not – what we were looking to do was have some fun with it. And so when people look at the menu and they open up the menu and they laugh and they're like, a Rob Roy, a rusty nail. Like, I know what that is based on, you know – my uncle used to drink that, or my dad used to drink that, and it's Drambuie, and it's all these things that are completely outdated and just have no real place in sort of mixology, right, quotations, or how people drink now. It's all of those things, and it makes you chuckle. Like,
is it because of how fun the actual place is, how fun it is to go there and play games and, like, see American Gladiators on the television and then order these cocktails that are silly but actually amazing?
100%. The only way we can get away with it is because of that. If we're a normal cocktail bar with, you know, mustachioed bartenders and vests and quiet this and please don't use your cell phone and shh, Then these don't make sense. These cocktails don't make sense because then they become ever oppressive and ever just sort of like, why am I even paying for this? But in our environment, in our atmosphere, with, like you said, American Gladiators or, you know, Nickelodeon on TVs and pinball,
Bob's Burgers apparently.
Bob's Burger Dinner. That is going to be amazing. We've got five custom burgers and five really awesome Three Floyds beers. Tickets are on sale at HQ Beercade. But it all makes sense. It all makes sense because it's one of those things where you have to have fun. You have to know what you're doing. It's drinking. I don't know, people take drinking so seriously now. It's crazy.
Well, and the thing is that when you have a cocktail like your Tequila Sunrise. Are you actually calling it the Tequila Sunrise?
Yeah, it's on. Right. They're on the menu as what they are. Tequila Sunrise.
But not the bad Tequila Sunrise, just Tequila Sunrise.
No. It's just Tequila Sunrise.
It is really, we're coming back to, like, you know, making sure that the simple syrups are handmade.
Absolutely.
Or using real herbs, or, you know, not just ginger ale, but using a real ginger beer or real ginger. And and that's something that has been fun to watch. That's our friends from Knife and Tyne was actually the first restaurant that we started really kind of getting the feel for that about 2 years ago. And the more we meet with restaurateurs and with bartenders, and do you like mixologists? Is that something you prefer?
Only in that a chef is not necessarily on the line all the time, right? If you're an executive chef, you're not cooking 5 days a week. So the only reason, or the only way that I think mixologists make sense is on a corporate level, I'm coming up with cocktails and I'm implementing them among multiple venues, but I'm not the one making them all the time.
Right.
Right. I'm not a bartender because I'm not behind the bar. It's disingenuous and it's unfair to call myself that. So a mixologist works. If you're working behind a bar, being a bartender and you call yourself a mixologist, I think you might be a jerk.
Because you're not incorporating your own sort of take on and creating your own cocktails.
I think mixologist is not for the person who is behind a bar when
following
you come
a recipe.
In.
You can say it.
No.
So he's saying
that.
When you're
standing behind a bar and you have a guy who comes in, he lives across the street in a condo building or whatever. He comes in on a weekly basis or a daily basis. He wants his burger and his beer, and he wants to talk about his day. You're a bartender in the same way that a barber is a therapist in a way. A bartender does. There are occupational things that make a bartender a bartender. Mixologist is not that. Mixologist is, here are recipes. I know how to implement them. Let's make this work for the company as a whole, right? If you're standing behind the bar 10 hours a day, and you've got time to correct people about whether or not you're a mixologist or a bartender, you're not bartending well.
I think this has come up before.
Yeah,
I get the sense that this has been a conversation. Yeah, I agree.
What do you call me when I go home and mix things together in my kitchen and then drink them?
Reckless.
An alcoholic. Like everyone else. And I'm with you.
All right, okay.
And the other cocktail you brought in.
The second cocktail is red wine and Coke. So this is something that has every culture apparently has these. They're called different things.
Roger Badish is making a face like that would never happen in his red wine. Have you ever had red wine and Coke?
Oh, red wine, no.
No, exactly. This is another culture's. Because I know that the first time I ever had beer with like a little bit of 7-Up.
Like beer panache or I can't think of the name right now. But a shandy.
A shandy,
yeah, absolutely.
Right.
This is one of those things they have in South Africa, Europe, South America. So what we did
it's
with
like
ours,
a fizzy sangria.
Yeah, absolutely, that's fair. So when I was 21 and I was doing catering bartending, we sort of have two cocktails that are an ode to that time of my life. So I was doing cocktails for suburban housewives and soccer moms, and like it was the only time I ever had someone ask me for ice in their wine. And so we would do like white wine spritzers in like Schaumburg, like all day, every right. day, like Sprite, white wine, and ice. And so we have a white wine spritzer, which we didn't bring, but what we did bring was a red wine and Coke. And what we did a little bit different with this was we used Fernet, which is Digestive. It's a really complex, sort of a bartender's shot of choice. It's really good, like if you're having a big meal. And then you're going to go out and do more things. Have some Fernet. So we do Fernet, and then we take a cola reduction. So we take house-made cola syrup. We add cinnamon, vanilla, cook it down so it's really intense. And then we just add red wine and some still water, and then we carbonate the whole thing and bottle it.
Wow.
And then we pour it over ice. So it's still, again, it's red wine and Coke, very literally, but it's so much more complex and more delicious than that ever was.
Craig, you didn't know you were having red wine and Coke, did you? I'm gonna
taste delicious. Though.
It's gone.
I'm gonna share. I've split my tequila on ice for you, okay, so cool. I'm gonna make sure you get some.
Thank
of that.
You.
And by the way, I know Roger Battis is gonna have to go up soon, so I want to make sure we get to. I went. We stopped at Molly's Cupcakes in. Yes, I did.
Nice.
In Lincoln Park, and so we have some cupcakes. So, Derek, so I want to make sure that we light this candle for you for your birthday. I know it's next week. What would you pair with a cupcake, Tim? What would be a good pairing with that? I know I could not get a sommelier in tonight, so I apologize, Roger. I know we were going to do some tastings, but what goes well with a cupcake?
I would say I have an aversion to overly sweet. So if I was going to do a cupcake, a pairing.
I do a vodka soda, but that's
just like a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. Cupcake. Some a really solid, yeah. nice American lager. No, I would honestly something completely devoid of sweetness, like a really good like rye or something that's got some spiciness. And it has the sort of undertones of like the vanilla and all that stuff from being barrel aged. But it's not identifiably, at least not compared to a cupcake, it's not what you would call sweet. So something that has the characteristics of the buttercream and the cake, but I wouldn't necessarily go
something to balance out the sweetness.
Exactly, yeah. Something to sort of counter.
I got some Buffalo Trace in my office if you want.
That would actually be awesome.
I wonder what's upstairs in the Club 720.
Oh, there's plenty in Club 720. during this break, we will light a candle for Roger's birthday, and it's also Senator Biss's son's birthday. It's his 8th birthday, so we'll light a candle for him as well.
I look forward to it.
All right, then. More after this with our friends, Senator Daniel Biss. And we also have Tim from Headquarters Beercade. There are locations in Lakeview and in River North. You can go to their website, hqbeercade.com, for more information. Rob Martier is here for the weekend wind-up. Elliot Serrano's head is still in one. I believe it's still attached. Yes, it never exploded.
It held on. It
All
held
right.
on.
Excellent. I'm so glad. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. It's a great night, and I'm having a lot of fun with my friend Elliot Serrano, one of my best friends. He is our chief geek officer, and you can go to geektome.net for everything that he writes. Follow him on Twitter at Elliot Serrano, 2 L's, 2 T's, 2 R's. There's other letters on it. And our new friend, Tim, from Beer Quarters. Beercade. Headquarters Beercade.
The Headquarters Beercade is
headquarters,
amazing.
Headquarters Beercade.
You can also just call it heaven.
All those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I took Dr. Daphne Scott there for her to celebrate her wedding to her wife, Kathy. And we had a blast. Yes. And Roger Battis up in the newsroom celebrating his birthday.
You should know we're doing the pairing that we just
talked about. Yeah, he has suggested a pairing for you, which is Buffalo Trace bourbon and a cupcake. And
the cupcake had chocolate with peanut butter.
Yes, it did.
In the frosting.
I think this is banana. Which
no,
totally
you have butterscotch.
Yes. Why did I grab butterscotch?
All By right, the way.
You don't have to have it. I'll give you a chocolate one.
Next time.
We can cut it in half. You want to cut it in half? Yes.
Next time we bring our new friend in, I would love it if he also brings a video game with him. Like if he just can lift up a full arcade
Yeah, if you
game.
Get a dolly and roll that in for us.
One, we've done crazier things.
Speaking of crazy things, do I tell our listeners and everybody in the studio what I called you about earlier today about someone who lost a bet with us?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I have spoken to
so
the
exciting.
I have spoken to the wonderful esthetician and owner actually of Cat's Meow on Elston Avenue. And those of you who follow the show regularly, you know that Scott Stantis and I have had several bets. We've wagered something. I don't even know what I wagered because I never lost.
We wagered several different things that he had to do, and it kept changing. He was going to be outside I believe, some sort of skirt or something. One of the shows.
In his high school football uniform playing a flute outside the show.
That was another one.
He says he'll be here on Thursday at 10:30 doing that.
Oh, will he?
But the other bet that he lost another one. So the bets were, Tim, that he did not think he after Donald Trump gave his first speech, his I'm going to be a candidate, he thought that Donald Trump was not going to follow through, that he was going to be done. And I said I didn't agree. And we didn't start betting then, Craig, did we? I was just saying he was wrong.
No, the bets came later as you continued to be.
He said that Donald Trump after the that he would after the debate that his numbers. I said that his numbers would not go down; they would go up.
I don't think your headphones are going out. By the way, I think we're having technical issues. So
yeah, mine were going in and out.
Okay,
yeah.
You keep seeing me do that.
No, I see you fondling with your headphones there. I think you know.
Did I break the station?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're going in
again.
Roger, did I break the station
again?
We're gonna get our engineers to work on that.
Okay.
Yes. First of all, this is definitely banana.
It's banana. I did not ask for anything banana.
It's banana in the middle. But also, this gentleman who you've been placing these best bets with.
He is the cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune.
Only decided that after he lost a bunch that he should start wagering things.
After the first one he lost.
Okay.
Just the first time, yes.
The more that he lost, the more he wagered.
And then he stopped wagering and said that,
totally
said that I was right. I said that I started saying that Donald Trump would be the candidate for the Republican Party right after the debate, the first one.
Can we get to what he's going to have to do? Because it's awesome.
So I wanted him to have something waxed of my choosing. So
he's going to be waxed live on the radio.
Live on the radio in the Allstate Showcase Studio. My friend from Cat's Meow on Elston Avenue will be waxing Scott Stantis.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be classic.
We're going to have to mic the area in which he's getting waxed.
Like 40-year-old virgin.
Well, hook up a shotgun mic. They call it a
shotgun mic.
Yep. So you could stand not really close, but still get the close-up sound.
Yes.
So. Does the remnants go on top of Donald Trump's head?
Oh, I like that. We'll mail it to him. We will mail the remnants.
Fair.
The Scott Stantis remnants. So we have to, to be fair, I asked her, should we have his back waxed? And she goes, no, it doesn't hurt that much. And I love the direction in which the esthetician at Cat's Meow went. So that was fantastic. So again, on Thursday night, do we start taking requests on what should be waxed? Like, do we do his arms?
I mean, I thought we already said that we were supposed to wax his legs, right?
She recommends the legs.
Okay. No, I like it better to give control to the listeners and we'll wax whatever.
Well, he said he has veto power, but I think we give him one veto.
Yeah, he can't veto everything.
No, he can't veto and I'm guessing there's going to be one thing he vetoes.
I feel like there's a few things that
I think that's off the table.
What?
Right out of the bag.
Any of
the bag.
The bikini stuff? I mean, we don't want to see that happen.
Well, I'm sure we can tent the area.
No one wants to see that in any... I don't even want our person who's waxing him to have to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, but they've done that before.
What are you talking about?
That's what they do.
What are you saying now?
The woman who does the reason we were talking about.
Oh, no, you were not talking about.
I had my Brazilian done today.
And she talked about how guys wax their.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but she was. I was also asking her about, going to beauty school and being trained in the art of Brazilian waxing. And I said, so you guys have to do it on each other. And she goes, yeah, nobody volunteers for that. And she had to be the demo. For her class. Who wants to be
the demo for what?
For Brazilian waxing.
Are we saying?
You can't really mess it up.
Yeah, but
why would you demonstrate that in front of the whole class?
You gotta get in the folds, you have to have the right temperature,
Oh God.
I thought I liked radio until about 30 seconds ago.
Right.
So anyway, so Cat's Meow will be live in the Allstate Showcase studio attending to Scott Stantis's body part of our choosing.
Oh, I like the way that sounded. That's great.
Roger, do you have any votes? What do you vote on? We do a voting. You know what? We should do a poll.
Well, we can't touch his hands because he needs clothes to work. Right? He's a cartoon.
Yeah, don't touch his hands.
Can't touch his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Eyebrows.
That's
disfiguring.
That's
no.
If we fully wax his eyebrows,
shape them.
Why not?
Like shape them into like a evil eyebrow, like a really like a very thin. Like it looks like he's very angry all the time.
Well, that is really funny.
An arched eyebrow.
That would be great, you know, because he's an artist. So every day he wakes up, depending on his mood, he could put different type of eyebrows on himself.
Sure,
that would be awesome.
So I don't know that that's painful enough, though.
The cartoon eyebrows would be awesome.
I think ripping any kind of hair out of your face would be painful.
It's I will assure you, as having had things done to both parts, I would say that eyebrows are not nearly as painful as other parts of the
body. Well, no.
It would be funny to have him have cartoonish eyebrows.
Yes,
that is funny.
Yes.
I like that.
Maybe we ask him for one body part, and when he vetoes it, we get eyebrows end.
Oh, I see. Elliot, do you have a vote on which body part you would like to see waxed on Scott Stantis? Not see, have waxed.
His dignity.
that's I think a foregone conclusion at this point. Tim, not knowing Scott, if there was a man in your life that you were friends with, were pals with, but you also had won a bet with him, let's say, you know, it could be any kind of wager, what would you want waxed on them? It's pondering.
You know the problem with that very question is that you have to imagine body parts of that person. I don't want to imagine body parts.
I wasn't going to say that, but you're absolutely right. The hardest part of that is thinking top to bottom.
Chest? How chest area?
I vote for Mercy.
Okay.
I vote for Mercy.
Yeah, you're in the wrong show.
No.
That's
not a category.
Hey. How much does it hurt to wax the armpits?
Oh. Ooh.
That's actually funny.
Ouch.
Interesting.
And then, get him a jar of talcum powder because he's really going to need that.
Wow. That's interesting.
Armpits and eyebrows. That's
make
what I
him
say.
Drink a bottle of Malort or something.
Something. Are we getting any text recommendations? I'm just wondering. I would imagine at this point.
Armpits are the worst from the 847. That just came in, so that's good. Just one eyebrow. That's pretty funny from the 630.
We just make one thinner.
And then 773, Dr. Dingman is really, I'm going to leave this off. I'm super angry. I really love Dr. Dingman. So someone's just texting about Dingman. They know his true identity, apparently.
Really?
Did anyone give that out?
Wait, what's his true identity?
We don't know. Did another show maybe give out his identity?
Well, he was on other shows on the station.
Yeah, I know.
He
was on Rokan's show.
He was.
What happened on Rokan's show?
He was on
show?
Windy City Live.
No, he was on Ro's show, and I think he was also on...
Windy City Live.
No. He was on
Cochran's
show.
Oh.
Interesting.
I don't know if anyone
Wait a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many... I mean, I know that we're supposed to share here at WGN, but this is getting a little ridiculous.
From the 214, can you wax Scott's tongue?
Oh.
That seems...
That's torture.
That's just mean.
Yeah.
God, he wouldn't be able to taste anything for like... weeks. Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend just texted me, you clearly have no idea what I go through for you. So I don't know what that means for his waxing scenario.
She's in favor of letting him feel what she feels.
My guess is, and Melissa, who is my esthetician at Cats Meow, she goes, could you hold this part?
Yep.
I think you should go and hold parts so that she can get it. We have to... Why do you think they get it, stuff, Elliot?
From the 847, my wife waxes out of a shop that I built in the back of our house. That's pretty cool. And then FYI, men armpits are much worse than the...
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Interesting.
Wax a design of Trump on his chest.
Oh, God.
Oh. So we bleach. Can we wax
Trump,
the
just the name? Because Trump puts it all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to make sure I get to Elliot's yawning now.
Sorry.
No, not because of that. I want to make sure. I know Elliot has an event he wanted to talk about tomorrow before we take a break here. Do you not want to put it in with the waxing of Scott Stantis? You want to separate it mentally and emotionally?
Yeah, because at this point I'm having a hard time not picturing Scott Stantis getting certain body parts.
Yeah.
Like, done. Yeah.
Do you know what the noise? That's a noise.
Hey, you know, you can pull his wife in on this.
Yes, I was thinking about asking her what her preference is. I think that her vote is probably the most important.
Yeah.
No, she'd probably like it nice and clean.
We can take a break.
We'd all like it nice and clean. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. That song means it's time for our pretty late wake-up call. Before we do that, I do need to remind people that I will be at Stage 773 on Sunday having a very public patty melt. 312-981-7200. I should give away a ticket. Before we call caller 10, should I give away a ticket? 312-981-7200. First caller, 312-981-7200. Come see me at Stage 773 on Sunday. Go to stage773.com. It is a Chicago Women's Funny Festival. My show is at 7 o'clock on Sunday. Come out and say hi. We'll do a selfie. We'll take a selfish selfie. But I'll make you look good, and I'll have a patty melt. It's all good, Elliot. I don't know if you should be there for that one.
You're a public patty melt?
I'm a public patty melt.
That's kind of an epic thing when it occurs.
Well, the thing about the laundry you've seen, so that's meltish.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
All right, we are calling Senator Tom Cullerton on the line right now. We're calling his phone, seeing if he's awake. Tim, this is your first time being present for a pretty late wake up call. We call our legislators ever since the deadline passed for passing a budget in the state of Illinois. We've been calling our legislators and demanding that they get the job done, fix our state. So not only do we have them in studio, we also call them and pester them.
This is State Senator Tom Cullerton. Please leave your name and number at the beep, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
I kind of like that one. That's very assertive. Nice. You don't like it? It's too clinical? Message.
When you have finished recording,
some people don't even put their name on their outgoing voicemail.
It's weird.
State Senator Tom Cullerton. This is Patty Vasquez.
And Greg Collins.
And Roger Radish.
Hold on a second. We have to do the show first. Let's do it again. We have to teach our guests. Hold on a second. This is Patty Vasquez.
Okay. Craig Collins.
Roger Radish.
There it is.
Elliot Serrano.
And Tim Williams.
It's my fault. We have to go through this with our guests.
By the way, we're also WGN Radio, and our callback number is 312-981-7200.
Oh, so they told you?
He asked for the name and number, so I just figured we'd give it.
Oh, yes. 312-981-7200.
If you want to call us back.
Yes, and we missed you tonight. I know that you were just here last week. Tonight we spoke to Senator Daniel Biss. I almost got a little bit confused there. And Representative Patty Ballock. It was a lively conversation. Our first time actually doing the Budget Crisis Corner with one of our representatives at home on the phone. So that was I felt a little bit weird and I felt bad. But, you know, that's going forward, we'll have to, because so many of our reps and senators obviously live, you know, farther away or perhaps have things to do early in the morning. But I want to thank you, Senator Cullerton and Senator Connolly, for being here last week in studio. By the way, I think the president of the Senate is going to be speaking at a local school council on Monday, and I might be going to that. So perhaps we'll do that. Elliot,
awesome.
How do you think tonight's Budget Crisis Corner went in comparison with Senator Cullerton's episode? And not his episode, meaning like something happened in which he had an episode.
Well, I know when Senator Cullerton was here, I found, you know, that he was very well spoken and all that, as was Senator Biss. If any of these two distinguished gentlemen who came in here, could you guys find out for me if Ms. Belloc is related to the villain from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I feel like maybe his political leanings are showing.
Just say, hey.
Maybe she's from the other side of the family, from the not-villain side.
From the not-villain side? Yeah. I mean, if there's any French in the background, and it's the same name, and I mean, come on, let's face it, how many Bellocs do you know?
Or you could say Beloche.
Beloche.
Yeah.
How does everybody remember that line from the movie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we just saw it at Nick's film thing like two weeks ago.
I know, but my husband didn't see it, and he remembered. I didn't pull that out of my... Yes, Tim?
It just blows my mind, because that voice...
Roger's voice?
Forever.
Really?
Whenever I've listened to WGN Radio, like I'm born and raised in Chicago, it's so weird to come face-to-face with a guy whose voice I've always...
Oh, my gosh.
So weird, man.
You know what's even better?
We ate cupcakes together, dude.
Yeah. You know,
that's awesome.
That's true.
Simpatico. Yeah. Simpatico.
You know what's awesome. Even better? When he tells you a bedtime story.
We have one of those. I'd fall asleep right now.
Do you want to replay last
night movie?
We should wait. If you can find it, let's play
that.
I bet you Senator Cullerton would love
it'll
a bedtime story.
It'll just put you to sleep.
The phone thing's going to run out.
Please find that. No, we have. And that's the point, Roger
Wait,
Badish.
Are we still on this guy's voicemail?
Yeah, the whole time. Matt Bubala is in studio with us. He is taking over momentarily. And I'm sure many people are like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, Patty. How
make
are you?
Make the madness stop. Well, we're trying to figure out what to wax on Scott Santis.
Yes, I was listening to that on the way in. And yes. I definitely think that he should get a Brazilian.
And here's why. Because exactly why this gentleman's girlfriend texted him and said, you have no idea what I go through. And I've heard that before from women, that it's insanely painful and stuff. So guys need to understand that a little more. And I'm sorry that it's Scott that has to do that for us.
Matt, you know that he's getting it waxed here in studio,
yeah,
right?
So you're also exposing
Patty
us.
Said we can tent he can be tented.
Yeah, he can be tented.
I don't want him to be exposed under a tent.
Why couldn't he do it up in a studio on the seventh floor and you guys just patch it in?
I would be okay with that. Can we put him in a different room completely?
But you have an issue with actually being anywhere near his body parts?
Right in front of the producer's booth.
I don't want the tent to be here. And
you're afraid
know.
That you might suddenly be overcome with an urge to come look or touch? Or what's wrong with you?
I just don't want him to be exposed even under a tent. Inside of our, hold on.
I feel like we should call somebody else and play Roger Badish's bedtime story.
Yeah, we have it.
Yeah, if you
we
could
do
call...
have to take a break though, where we run into
how long?
Show.
It's a couple of minutes long.
All right, let's take a quick break. Right out, quick break.